we sent some sun up from Hawaii in the beginning of the last few days. It was the weekend we sent up last Friday. As I knew I was coming, I sent it up and I said, warm it up there. I seen snow the week before. It was 80 degrees in Hawaii. So I said, where am I going? I could be laying on the beach and getting the sun. Tonight we're talking about rainbow healing, and each one of the rays connect us with a body of our consciousness. The red ray connects us with the physical, the orange ray connects us with the emotional, the yellow ray connects us with the mental, the psychic, the green to the psychic, the blue to the creative, the indigo to the individuality of your being, and then the violet to universality, the gold to the master self, the white light to the ascension, the ability to ascend above or to be the source of all the rays, the source of the light. And then the crystal from the Spirit of God and from God of pureness or clearness, which is free of light and any rays at all. And so these rays of light are actually emanating off of us at all times. We see a certain spectrum of color by our physical eyes, that is indeed the spectrum of vibration, because below the sight of our physical eyes we have infrared rays and we have radio waves, short and long radio waves, and on the other end we have microwaves and TV and above the ultraviolet fire. And what is happening now, we're getting ultraviolet fire on the planet more so than any other ray, because it's pouring in. This is making up the lost time. This array of freedom, of pact, diplomacy, of ceremonial magic, of spirituality, of the religious life, in a God-conscious way, realizing God. When I began to work on the path, I just wanted to be away from everybody. I said, I don't want to have any students. I don't want to hang around with any students, let alone. Students have a tendency to get in student consciousness instead of master consciousness. And I want to be in master consciousness. So I seek the company of spiritual masters. And then I wanted to make up for lost time. I think a lot of us find out too that just to get all that time and make it up, and then we would be up to date in. So I wanted to make up spiritual time because I had been away from being spiritual for a while. I fell asleep and then I woke up again. And a lot of us are sleeping spiritual masters, sleeping creative masters. Sleeping masters are being awakened and saved in this time. One by the violet fire, because violet fire on the outside brings to the inner consciousness golden light. And that's the golden age. The wisdom, the ability to work with the power. And then we'll externalize that golden light from the violet within us, the freedom within us. We can externalize the wisdom, the opulence, righteous light, the righteous spiritual life of God. And the final alchemy, when we're directly connected with God, when we each one could go to God, knowing that it's God, for guidance and for counsel, for fellowship, just to be in the presence of God, we'll go there freely. Now we still have a lot of bondage on the planet. And the bondage happens in the various levels of an individual's consciousness, and each one of these levels is accumulating vibrating light. This light then is captured in your mind by your experiences in your soul. Captured in your mind and by experiences, it becomes your soul. And so your soul has light in it, accumulated from experiences. It's what you know. Because as a spiritual being, you cannot accumulate anything. You can't, there's no light to get. Because you can be whatever you want to be, and you're everything or nothing, or anything in between. You're God expressing, and that's the spiritual being. And it can't be burnt or cut or destroyed or drowned or crushed or any of that. But the mind can go through things, and from the accumulated experience of the mind in matter through the body, emotions, and the thinking nature of the individual, their environmental consciousness, their creativeness, their individuality, their spirituality, this conditions and creates a soul, and we all want nice, bright souls. So we want nice, bright, life-filled experiences. To fill your life with light, bright experiences. Because the darker ones tend to bring you things of darkness while light brings you light, because the law is the light attracts the light. The law is the greater controls the lesser. It's this earth going around the sun, not the sun going around the earth. And it's the greatest thing in you that controls all the other things. And so when you find the greatness of spirituality, you control all other things. Only from spirit you have this power to control from all levels. But see, we're not always able to exercise that to the degree we want to. We're actually in a world of illusion, and we're agreeing with things that aren't real, and they are flooding our minds and our emotions and our hearts, because we believe what our senses bring us is reality. And all your senses are bringing you are transitory things. You just happen to be smelling the incense in this room, but as you leave, that smell will change. It's transitory. It's passing. One smell will disappear, another one will come. And you'll flow through the sea of smells and sights and hearing and touches and tastes in the senses, because they're like rivers and they're constantly flowing and changing, where you, the spirit and self and the light are all constant. They're not flowing, they're being. They're right here, right now, everywhere being, omni being. And the red ray is not just that a sign up there that says exit in the back of the room has some red light in it. The red ray is radiating on different intensities of consciousness, different densities of consciousness, different levels of consciousness. This red light is blazing. It blazes mainly on the physical dimension as your life force, as your love, as your anger. And it's expressed out through the physical body, through this action of vibration of red. Health, virility, strength, memory, sensuality. It brings you a lot of powers to balance the physical with the physical. Because a like attracts a like. Within the ray, if you would study the golden red ray, the golden ruby ray, then you would get the wisdom of the physical. Not just physical physics, the laws of the physical dimension, because they would become apparent to you as you visualize and work with this red ray. As you work with the orange ray, then your emotional, social nature, because the sociality is based on emotional content. Common emotional content brings a social event into power. A family together, a joy, a happiness, something from your dreams, your subconscious mind, all within this orange ray. So if you feed your physical body red rays and you feed your emotional body orange rays, they'll begin to balance if you feed them clean, bright, clear rays, unhindered by negative vibrations.